What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Hi, everyone. I'm Vincent Joe.
Hi, I'm Kathy Reed.
And I'm Allison Reed.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Hi, I'm Grace.
We're from the Haydenettes.
I am Mark Henretti.
Ciao a tutti, siamo Rebecca Ghirardi.
E Filippo Ambrosini.
E vi diamo il benvenuto a
This Weekend Skating.
Welcome to This Week in Skating, the weekly podcast bringing you the latest news from the world of figure skating. Here are your hosts, Daphne, Gina, and Matteo.
Hey y'all, though we're on our break, we said we'd come back with big news to share, and on May 1st, we received some pretty big news. Two-time Olympic medalists Maya and Alex Shibutani announced via a U.S. figure skating press release that they will be returning to competition and competing in the upcoming 2025-2026 Olympic season. The two will be coached by Marina Zuvela, who was their coach from 2007 to 2018. They will also be coached by Massimo Scali. Maya and Alex are two-time U.S. champions, three-time world medalists, and won two bronze medals at the 2018 Pyeongchang Olympics. Following the Olympic Games, they took a break from competition, which they extended following Maya's kidney cancer diagnosis in 2019. Now, during the break, they also wrote four children's books and contributed as choreographers, creatives, ambassadors, and advocates for diversity and representation. The two were inducted into the U.S. Figure Skating Hall of Fame in 2023, and that was the first year of their eligibility for the Hall of Fame because inductees need to be retired for 5 years. Now, Maya said in the press release, "These past 7 years have challenged and inspired us in ways we never expected. I'm so happy and grateful to be healthy and in a position to make the decision to return to the sport I love in this way." And Alex followed by saying, "Our experiences and the new skills we developed during our time away from competition has brought us different perspectives and created some exciting new possibilities. We don't take any of this for granted. We're really enjoying the process and look forward to performing and competing together again." Now, a lot has changed in the sport of ice dance since Maya and Alex last competed. It's been 7 years. So with the help of Ann Calder, her and I compiled some of the changes that have happened in the sport of ice dance since Maya and Alex last competed. Now, the first most probably obvious change is when Maya and Alex last competed, it was called the short dance. It became the rhythm dance in the summer of 2018. So it was just after Maya and Alex last competed. So Maya and Alex never competed in the dance now known as the rhythm dance. They competed in what was called the short dance. Now, second, as of the 2022-2023 season, senior ice dancers no longer had to perform a pattern dance in the rhythm dance, but instead were required to execute a choreographic rhythm sequence, which was evaluated as a choreographic element by the judges. So Maya and Alex are used to a pattern being a part of their first program, And that's not the case anymore. We haven't had patterns since the 2022-2023 season. So Maya and Alex will have to get used to the fact that they will not be doing a pattern. Now, we looked at what the required elements were for both programs in 2018, so the last time Maya and Alex skated, and what the required elements were for the programs this year, the 2024-2025 season. So, the required elements in the short dance in 2018 were the first section of the rumba. Now, that was the pattern in 2018. It had a base value of 4.40. There were still the synchronized twizzles, and those had a base value of 6.60. There was a lift, base value of 4.50. A midline non-touch step sequence, which had a base value of 8.60, and a pattern dance type step sequence that had a base value of 8.60. So the total base value for the short dance in 2018 was 32.70. The required elements in the rhythm dance in 2025 were the choreographic rhythm section. It had a base value of 2.00. Synchronized twizzles, base value of 7.34. The lift, base value of 5.45. The midline step sequence, 8.20. The pattern dance type step sequence, which had a base value of 9.45. So the total base value for the rhythm dance was 32.44. The big difference between the short dance in 2018 and the rhythm dance in 2025 is the fact that there is no pattern in there. They're doing now this choreographic rhythm sequence. Now, the required elements in the free dance in 2018 were, there were 9 elements. So a choreographic spin, which is 5.60, circular step sequence, base value of 7.10, the synchronized twizzles, base value of 6.60, the diagonal step sequence, base value of 7.10, 2 choreographic moves, each have a base value of 1, and 3 lifts, each have a base value of 4.50. So the total base value in the free dance in 2018 was 41.90. Now, the free dance in 2025, the required elements for them, there were 10 required elements. The dance spin has a base value of 6.00, 1 foot turn sequence, 5.72, synchronized twizzles, 6.84, diagonal step sequence, base value of 8.58. 2 choreographic moves, each have a base value of 1.10. A choreographic character step sequence, base value of 1.10. And 3 lifts with a base value of 5.45. So the total base value for the free dance in 2025 was 46.79. So definitely a difference. Compared to 2018, you have 10 elements now in the free dance compared to 9 in 2018. So there is kind of a breakdown of what the differences are in the required elements since 2018 and 2015. I'll put that in the show notes if you want to see it, because it's kind of hard to just hear it and compare it. So if I will put it, and put it together in a chart. And so I will put that in the show notes for this episode so that you can see it and compare side by side.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all 3? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The other big difference, too, is Maya and Alex never competed with the plus and minus five judging system. Back then, it was just plus and minus three, and now we are up to plus and minus five. So that is another big difference. So these were just some of the things we were, as her and I were talking, we kind of were like, you know, there's been quite a bit of change to ice dance in these 7 years. You know, our sport is constantly always changing. And so when you come back after an absence like the Shibutani's had, you're going to have to adjust to the changes. You know, Maya and Alex are both very much hard workers, and I don't think these changes will affect them in any way. I think they will just have to work a little bit harder. But, you know, my thoughts as the news came out, I was much surprised like everyone else. I did not have that on my radar that they were planning to come back. I did see Maya and Alex in Boston at the World Championships, and I didn't think anything of it. I just thought, you know, they were there. They had participated in an event and I just thought they were there. Alex, you know, is a big Boston sports fan. It was a home world, and I thought this was a great, you know, they were just there to kind of watch and to be there. I didn't think, well, we're possibly coming back, or we would get an announcement just a few weeks later. So I was a surprise, just as many fans were. You know, I know there's a lot of people on both sides of this comeback. A lot are not happy about it. Some are, you know, are happy. I think that's expected with any sort of comeback. You know, some people are happy for a skater to come back and others not so much. What's maybe for me the most surprising is that it has been quite some time since we last saw them. Usually when we get a comeback, we had one this year with Alyssa Liu, it's usually a 1 to 2 years comeback. This one is longer. It's 7 years. And that could have been a lot to have to do with the fact that, you know, Maya was sick. And I'm glad to hear Maya is doing well. She looks great. You know, and I'm happy for that. And you know, and I see where a lot of fans are feeling upset by the fact that this affects our current, ice dancers. This is maybe net news they weren't expecting and weren't wanting, because this then takes away from opportunities for them, opportunities that they've worked hard for the past three seasons and longer. So this does throw a curve ball into the field of U.S. ice dance, because this is now another team in the mix. We don't know how Maya and Alex will do. You know, nothing is guaranteed. It's not like, okay, they're going to be given an Olympic spot. They have to work for it just like everybody else. And that's what I hope is the case. I hope they're not just given any sort of spot because of who they are and what they've already accomplished. They're coming back as a new team in my opinion. And I feel that they need to work for that spot. And I think our younger athletes have to do the same. They have to work hard for their spot in their in the events. All the best to Maya and Alex. It was very surprising news yesterday, and I may have not been able to concentrate much on anything else for the rest of the day when I heard that news, because I was, constantly texting with Daphne and Mateo and Anne, and just hearing what everyone was having to say about that. Basically, I look forward to seeing Maya and Alex when we see them compete. I'm looking forward to seeing what they are able to put out there after this 7-year absence. And that's just like I'd say that for any other athlete that is coming back. I look forward to seeing what they can produce. So that was the big news. And I thought I'd come on to kind of just share that news with you in case you've been living under a rock and did not hear that news. We are still on our break. So we will be coming back with weekly episodes, in June. And if anything is to break, if we get another big story like this, Daphne, Mateo, or I will come on and give you an update. And of course, stay tuned for interviews, while we are on our weekly episode break. Until then.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of This Week in Skating. Remember, you can keep up with us throughout the week by visiting our website at www.thisweekinskating.com. Connect with us on social media for additional updates. You can find us on Twitter at This Week in Skating without the E's, or Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at This Week in Skating. You got a burning question or feedback for Gina, Daphne, or Mateo? Reach out to us via social media or drop us an email at thisweekinskating@gmail.com. And if you're really enjoying the show and want to support us further, consider joining our Patreon community at patreon.com/thisweekinskating. Until next time, have a nice week.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.